and KFMT. Applications must be received by the NBA by March 1st, 2021.
8:37, 23 minutes ahead of 9 o'clock at Morning Fremont, overcast skies, 35 degrees. We'd like to welcome in our first guest here this hour, and Ann Gehringer joins us. Did I say it right, Gehringer?
You did, yep.
She's a health educator with the Three Rivers Public Health Department. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Good to see you. Let's talk a little bit about child passenger safety seats.
Yes. Well, motor vehicle crashes continue to be a leading cause of death among children. The good news is that car seats really work. If they're used correctly, they greatly reduce the risk of injury in a car crash. The problem is we think about 90% of car seats in Nebraska are not being used correctly.
Okay. All right. And I know if people are having a child, they know that, okay, we got to get prepared, got to get that child seat. Let's go through some of the steps in making sure that it is in there properly.
Sure. Well, probably the main thing that the main error that I often see with car seat installation is simply not getting the car seat tight enough in the vehicle, and then also not securing the child appropriately within the car seat itself. We at Three Rivers did take quite a long hiatus from helping the community with child passenger safety, obviously due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we will be available starting March 1st to help with car seat installations.
Okay.
We will be available by appointment only the first and third Monday of each month at our Wahoo location, which is 1320 East 31st Street in Wahoo. Okay. And the hours there are 8:30 to 3:30, again, by appointment. Mm-hmm. And then we will also be available here at our Fremont location, second and fourth Tuesdays of the month at our Fremont location, and by appointment only.
Very good. And if I remember right, backseat is the best place for the child to be.
Yes. Ideally, backseat is the number one spot for them to be.
Mm-hmm.
Rear facing until at least up to two if you can, as long as they fit within the weight and height limit of the particular car seat.
What are those limitations now? It's been a while since I've had kids that have been in those.
Well, it depends on the specific car seat that you're using.
Okay.
But Nebraska law states that you need to stay rear facing up to two or until you reach the height or weight limit, and then in a car seat or a booster seat until at least eight.
Until at least 8 years old. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that does not have a weight restriction on it. Is it 8 years old? Or
8 years
is it
old
is two?
The age, but you also want to make sure you're always following the instructions for that particular car seat that you're using. You never want to, you know, extend the weight or height limits.
I see. Ann Gehringer with us, a health educator with Three Rivers Public Health Department, and also a child passenger safety technician. So you've got education in this.
Yes, definitely. When you come in and get a car seat check or car seat installation appointment, there is a lot of education involved with the installation itself. It's not like we're just installing the car seat for you and then you leave. There's a lot of education involved. And actually, being a car seat technician, there's quite a bit of training and continuing education that is involved with being a certified car seat technician as well.
I see. Very good. Very good. When you have your car seat and after your kids have grown and you don't use it anymore, what should you do with it?
That is a good question. You never want to use an expired car seat.
Mm-hmm.
And we really encourage people not to use secondhand car seats generally because you don't know for sure if it's been in a crash or not. And so there definitely you want to dispose of your car seat appropriately. There have been some recycling programs in the area. I don't believe there are any at this time. However, I know a lot of the like Walmart and Target will do car seat buyback programs where you can bring your car seat in and they'll recycle it for you. And then you get a discount on a new car seat.
I see. Very good. Very good. If people want to find out more information, can they go online? Or
so they'll just
like
need
that?
To call the Three Rivers Public Health Department main phone number, which is 402-727-5396.
Okay.
They'll select the main health department option and then they can ask for Ann or Courtney.
Okay, very good. So, March is the big month.
March 1st is when we're starting these up again.
Mm-hmm.
So they can give us a call.
Very good. Anything else, Ann? Did we touch on everything?
I think we got it.
Very good. Very good. Well, I appreciate you stopping by and educating us on this. And we hope that people will take advantage of the opportunities to make sure that their child passenger seats are properly installed.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Ann. Have a good day.
You too.
Ann Gehringer with us from Three Rivers Public Health Department. It is 8:41. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll check weather and much more in just a bit. Good morning.
If you've considered refinancing.